So it was like a big hype for the Pesach. I remember the day, first day in the Shiva Pesach. So the Rebbe Marcus is that we're back to him by Rabbi Motze and Tashmiso. It's like a little bit of a letdown. So he tried to give us a big chizik. He said, the Koyach of Torah is, it doesn't matter when it is. You can talk with the same as Slavos, whether it's Erev Pesach, Chol by Pesach, the day after Pesach. So it's Kabbalah. We're about to start the Sugya. Everyone's got to get all psyched up for Chomes for Pesach, Asa B'Mashu. That's the beginning of the night's Sugya. So either you're a week late or you're 11 and a half months early. So we're going to begin the Sugya on the top of Lamed and Aleph, which is we really can set up the background to the Sugya in the previous few weeks before that, when the Gemara actually set up the background. When the Gemara discussed what's the status of Tarovus in general, Trefa food falls into kosher foods. The basic rules were that if it's Min B'Mino, it was Machlekes HaTanoim, where the Min B'Mino was B'Mashu, where the Min B'Mino Min HaTor is B'Rov, and Min D'Rabban B'Shishim, the Mishein HaMino was definitely B'Shishim, because you have to knock out the concern of missing his Tam, but that's the Raisa D'Rabban, and that we spent a lot of time on before Yom Tov. So with all that background, in terms of Kol Isurim, comes to the top of Lama Rav for the following statement, Amar Rava. Hilchasah, getting geared up to the final halacha, Amar Rav Hilchasah, Chametz Bezmano, Bein B'mino, Bein Shalom B'mino, Asa B'mashu Kirav. That Chametz Bezmano, named Chametz on Pesach, is going to be in stark contrast to Chametz Avot Pesach, which is going to be one of the little bit later sugya, but by the time we get to that sugya, probably won't be relevant anymore for us, we're a little bit behind, but Chametz Bezmano, Chametz that gets mixed in Aryan Tif, so then across the board, Rava says it's Asa B'mashu, in the smallest amount, the smallest crumb is everything. Whether it's chometz that falls into mino, let's say, for example, you have a chometz like a dough falls into a little bit of kosher pesach dough, matzah dough, that would be a problem. Or you have a breadcrumb falls into a big pot of potato soup or something, that would be a problem. But mino b'misha, everything is asa b'mashu. And of course, the multi-million-dollar question is what? Where did that come from? We just got finished saying that there are klal mufkal and derech kula, and now the klal are beginning to look a little bit different. And the question is, where does all this come from? So Rashi, the first approach. Rashi at the top of Laman and Aleph tells us, I'm a Rav Hilchasa v'chulei. Shema mina, from here we can derive the Pasak Rava, Hilchasa de kol yisurin shebetorah b'mina b'masha. So says Rashi, the starting point of Rava is that we follow Rabbi Yehuda Shita in kol derech kula. And therefore, if a little bit of nevela falls into a big pot of kosher soup, if taka asas it, if it falls into kosher meat soup, if it falls into potato soup, that's mishen amino. But any min b'mino of any tarovs, of any yisurin tarov, chazan, available for everything, is in fact asa b'mashu, mida araisa, is a throwback to the view of Rabbi Yehuda, which is derived from Pesukim, when we spoke about this Pesukim about Damapar, Damasor, way, way back, where the Torah describes, on Yom Kippur, part of the avodah is you take the blood of the par and the blood of the sor and you mix it together. So Rabbi Yehuda says, everybody realizes that a big bull has a lot more blood than a little goat, and still the Torah calls it dam par, but dam sor. See, from here, it's still Shema Elov, it's still called dam sor, even though it's theoretically batel. So the answer is it's not batel. The reason being min b'mino in a batel. So Rabbi Yehuda derived from that pasuk in Parshas Chumos to the halachas of Kol Torah Kula to all Yisurim, and Rashi claims that when Rava makes a statement, Chometz Bezmano B'mashu, he's in effect a throwback to Rabbi Yehuda. So it comes out that Chometz, believe it or not, is not that different than other Yisurim. It's just an example of Kol Yisurim Shema Torah, at least vis-a-vis Min B'mino. But Rashi is sensitive to the fact that something radically changes, because that's not what Rava said. Go back to Rava again. Amar Rav Hilchasa, B'chor Yisrael, B'im 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 Shaloi B'mino Asa B'mashu. Nobody said that. Nobody under the sun ever said that min b'she'eino mina is asa b'mashu. That's absurd. Nobody would say such a thing. The worst you could ever need but min b'she'eino mina is shishim to the vatal latam. But min b'mino, I'm sorry, but min b'she'eino mina to insist on mashu, that's absurd. Rashi says, what's Rava driving at? If Rashi just learned that Rava is just a continuation, Rava is just equating chametz to all surim, so how come chametz parts ways from all surim vis-a-vis min b'she'eino mina? So Rashi continues. So again, Rashi starts again. Shema min at the pasuk Rav Hilchasa chalik surish b'tayim minu b'mashu. Lo shani lon ben chometz the shari surei ela b'ha milsa. The only slight nuance of a difference between chometz and other surim is only vis-a-vis the following: the gazar shelo b'minon atu minon. And Chazal made a gzeira mit the rabbanon by chometz, a gzeira that they didn't make a kol haTorah kula. We can only surmise the reason why they made the Gzeira b'chometz is chometz is more chometz than other Yisurim, so we're guessing that's probably what prompted them to make the Gzeira. The Gzeira the Rabbanon was that we don't want people to get confused. You tell a person that it's okay, it's a little bit of chometz, it's b'chometz, Next thing you know is they're going to end up in a case of a min bambino, which would really be a problem in the Torah. So to prevent that confusion, Chazal made a gezeira. Now that they felt that there was no need for that gezeira in Shari Surim, the ramifications aren't serious, the consequences aren't serious, the odds aren't as bad, they're going to be over. And therefore, Chazal never instituted that gezeira in Kol HaTorah Kulo. So basically, the way the picture ends, according to Rashi, is as follows, that yes, it's true, there's a din that Chametz of Pesach is also the Mashu, Beim Minam, Beim Mishin Aminam, but it's for two radically different reasons. One is Deraisa, and one is Derabanan. The din Deraisa is part of the regular din Deraisa of Kol HaSurim, following Rabbi Yehuda's view, derived from Sukkah from Bash Zachary Mois, that's him, you know. And Mishen Amino is a very, very localized, special gezeira. It was only instituted by Chametz, and has no application outside of Chametz, and again, it's only the Derabanan. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. Now, when you read this Rashi, so you already start to get a little bit suspicious that there's got to be another shot out there. What is, of course, so our initial reaction why this Rashi troubles us a little bit? Because if we were analyzing Machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan, I'm not saying it's impossible to follow Rav Yehuda, but I would definitely say it's unlikely to follow Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was a Das Yachid. All the other Tanaim disagreed. The Chum disagreed. And all of a sudden to say that we're going to follow Rav Yehuda against the Chum, it's unlikely, it's not impossible. There were Amorim who did follow that. Rav and Shmuel did follow Rav Yehuda, so it's not, Rav wouldn't be the first person ever to follow Rav Yehuda. But again, it's something that catches our attention as being at least a little bit strange, a little bit out of the ordinary. So Tosfos can't believe that this is true. Tosfos has kamakashas, a long, long Tosfos, not long at all. Tosfos kamakashas against Rashi. It just doesn't seem to be borne out by other sugyas and shas that this is in fact the case. So comes Tosfos, and the long Tosfos, and we're going to pick it up from as follows. Yesh Lomar, it's about 15 lines into the skinny lines. First of all, the line is B'mashim Karav. So in the middle of the line, Yesh Lomar, Sheposek B'chometz Karav, V'lo Mitaymeh. When Rava says, Hilchas HaChometz, B'mina B'mashim Karav, the Karav part, was just, Rav was the one who said Chometz is B'mashu, and Rav said because of Rabbi Yehuda, but argues Rabbi Natam, argues the Balei Tosfos, that's not what Rav meant. Rav just meant, just as Rav asked Chometz B'mashu, so too we asked Chometz B'mashu, albeit for a totally different reason. Rav's reason was because Min B'mino was Eino Batel, Kolotar Kula Midaraisa, but Rav never said that, continues Tosfos, but Rav Leislei, Aladavki the chametz for Pesach, mishum chumer the chametz. Says Taisus, on a level of the Araisa, the Rabbanan today, nobody follows Rabbi Yehuda except for Rabbi Shmuel. Nobody follows Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi never passed like Rabbi Yehuda. We follow the Rabbanan, and therefore, in the Torah, chametz is identical to Shari Surim. So why does Rabbi say chametz was man or maybe minu mention of the mashu? Those are all chumers the Rabbanan. Hakol mikol kol chumers, special chumers the Rabbanan. Now again, we know that chametz is more chumer than other Surim. We learned this in the past. Chametz is nisakareis and it's lo b'dil. People, you know, eat chametz all year long, so they're more likely to fall in. We have a lot of psychological / halachic reasons why we should be more machmir in chametz. At the end of the day, Tosfos learns that the entire sugya of Lama Ralph, Hakol mikol kol is a chumer midrabanan. It's just one chumer derabanan piled on another chumer derabanan, another chumer derabanan. There's no deraisa here whatsoever. So we have a major machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos. What to do with the fact? Everyone agrees to the facts. Main Rashi and Tosfos. Everyone agrees to the facts that chometz is aser. You can't argue. Rava said hilchus is pretty convincing. Bein b'mino bein shlo b'mino aser b'mashu. According to Rashi, aser b'mashu the deraisa bein b'mino aser b'midrabanan bein b'mishen b'mino. According to Tosfos, the whole thing is the Rabbanan not from the Gokhom. So these are the two major approaches, at least that we find on the Daf. And then Tosfos goes on to show you that we're not the first ones to say this, says Tosfos. The Gam Rav Yudoy Gon Posekei. They're supported by the words of Rav Yudoy Gon. Rav Yudoy Gon, there are many who claim he was the one who wrote the Baal Lachas Gedolos. It's unclear. The two different versions in the Rishon, who exactly was the author of the Baal Lachas Gedolos? It was a sefer that appeared in the period of the Gaonim. Some attributed to Rav Yudoy Gon, others attributed to somebody else. Those who attributed to Rav Yudoy Gon, so it was clearly not written by him, it was written by his Talmidim. Rav Yudoy Gon actually was blind. So it was quoted by some Rishonim as his Talmidim who were writing over his Shiurim. So, V'gam Rav Yudoy Gon, Posekein, The Dafka b'chametz pasuk Rava kirav. How do I know this? Because the Shalom b'kamei, because they asked Rabbi Doigon, Kol Yisurin Shabbatar b'mashu kirav, obinos entam kirav Yochanan. They asked Rabbi Doigon, who do we paskin like? Do we paskin by all Yisurim, like Rabbi Yehuda and Ephraim, like Rav and Rabbi Yehuda, all like Rabbi Yochanan and the Rabbanan? Veheishiv, and Rabbi Doigon put a raif megamara. Mid the Amar Rava chometz, is man obey b'mina b'mashu b'mina b'mashu. Him came behind you, Allah Karab and Mashu. But Bishari Surin bin Isin Tanka Biachmesh Lakish. So here Rabbi Dogon took Agamara and turned it on its head. Whereas Rashi saw in Agamara Raya that we should follow Rabbi Yehuda and Bibamina Bamashu Minatoira. Rabbi Dogon and Tosh said, no, forget. And the fact that Rabbi only said it by Chometz, that's a deal only by Chometz, not by other Yisurim. So again, I'm not going to be machriya between Rashi against the Tyson and the Gaonim, what the conclusion of Agamar is, but there is no question there are two very, very different approaches as to what's going on in this weekend. So far, so good. But then we have a monkey wrench in the Sugya. The monkey wrench in the Sugya is presented to us at the end of the Tysus. Well, not really the end, just a couple of lines down. The Rabbi Tav has a startling statement against everything that's just been said. So we skip down a little bit, the last word lines for Ode. After we fall on the left wall. Two lines on the left wall. The end of the line. The Ode of Rabbi Tav, the Lo Garcinon Bebashu Kirav. Comes Rabbi Tav and says, that guess what? We have the wrong gersa. The text of Agamar doesn't say what it's supposed to say. Or it says what it shouldn't be saying. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no such Gemara that said Chometz Bepesach is also Mashu. According to Rashi, there was a Gemara, we had to figure out what it was all about. According to Tosafot at the beginning, there was a Gemara, we had to figure out what it's about. Rabbeinu Tam said, those two words don't exist. It's a mistake. There's no such, now Mike Saviyata doesn't exist. Rabbeinu Tam is not the only one who said that. The Shi'ultas, there were other Gemara Rishon who also said that, albeit the minority of Rishon. Most of the Rishon did have Agir, so. Rabbi Tam said that the question is taka better than the answer. We asked the kasha, no pun intended, manishtana chomets v'madri surim. So Rashi gave a pshat, and Tosafot gave a pshat. So Rabbi Tam says, no, there's no pshat, it's the same. It's taka not osim v'mashu. Finished what they taught you when you were a little kid, chomets v'pesach osim v'mashu. Relax, it's not true. Little breadcrumb drops into your pot of soup. Who cares? Azoy shteit in Rabbi Tam.
Even
midrabban. Even midrabban, right? For sure, not even midrabban. There's no such thing as chomets v'pesach osim v'mashu.
So, what's the girsa then, according to Rabbi Natan?
So the girsa is Hilchos Achaz Petzach Bein B'mino Bein Shelo B'mino is Aser, namely Taroves of Chometz is Aser. What's the shear? The regular shear or shishim, another regular shear. In contrast to the punchline is Shaleib is Mano, where it's Chometz Shelo B'Pesach, the Taroves is Mutter. So the Gemara was never even commenting what the shear is. We'll jump ahead just for a moment. We generally don't follow this Rabbeinu Tam. It's in Das Yochid and Rishon. A few other Rishon held this way, but it was by far a minority view. The Poskim write, every once in a while, it's like, you know, when we're really, really stuck, when we're back against the wall, we have some other tzadim, another sniff of Lahokel, there's a big Mokom Shasat Chak, and have some Rubin, all the above. So sometimes we'll throw in Rabbeinu Tam for good luck. And also, by the way, Rabbeinu Tam held this way. I'll share with you a story, a strange story. I think Daniel will appreciate the story. It took place in the Shalshudis room of the Yogizel of Riverdale. Is that still the Shalshudis room? It's not anymore. Where's the Shalshudis now?
I don't know. It's like a basement or something.
Right. Where they sell the chametz. I think that's still a food room, no?
I think so.
Okay. So that was the Shalshudis for many, many years. So one of the more memorable Shalshuses that ever took place, I think, in the history of Ingersoll Riverdale, was led by Shlomo Kalbach. I was there, so anyone wants to tell me he wasn't there, I'm telling you, I was there. I was sitting there, he was sitting there, Rabbi Willie was sitting there, and he was singing Zviras and telling over stories. Again, this goes back a long time. He's been ready in the Memphis for a long time. This goes back a long time. And it was a couple weeks before Pesach, right around the Pesach season. And all of a sudden, in the middle of Shalshur, you know, he's singing a niggun, and then he starts to tell a story. And he's telling a story about Yidl, you know, the Yidl, he's doing a little better, a special place than I do. And he got to the point how the person was so poor, and something happened, his wife spilled some chametz and put a pot, and gavalt, and ayayay, and had to throw the whole thing. It was gefrelich, and the person was so poor. And they went to the Rav, and they went to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, come back in the morning, I'll tell you, we'll find the kula, we'll find the hetter, whatever it was. And the Rebbe had a dream that night that the Rebbe Natan came to him in a dream, and Rebbe Natan said, I'm sure you're listening, Rebbe Natan came in a dream and says, I paskin my din for that yidla who's going to need the soup. with a grain of salt. But it was a lumdusha nigger. Because yesterday it was audience, and it comes to our book, showing at least touched up a little bit of lumdus. So again, I wouldn't put those words into Rabbi Adam that he passed in the channel for the poor Jew, but the poor Jew sometimes will rely on the Shit Rabbi Adam. We'll put it the other way around. Anyway, getting back to this. So these are the opinions, the three approaches in the Rishon that we have on the page. According to Rashi, Deraisa min Vino, with the Rabban Mishem Vino, according to Tosaf, everything is the Rabban, according to Rabban Tam, basically nothing exists. It's just a regular Kotel. We open up a Rambam, which might be, I forgot to put the Rambam in my Mekomos. Some may have Rambams on the phone, so if you have to have your Rambam on the phone, that's good. If not, I'll do my best. It's Rambam Huchas Macholas Asuras. It's Sefer Kedushin Huchas Macholas Asuras. So the Rambam writes, in Perek Tes Vav, Halacha Tes, Nuchas B'chol Sesuris. So the Rambam in the is really focusing in Perek Tes Vav and all the klolim when things are about the Barov, about the Bashishim, and they have all the different klolim of Bittul. And in Perek Tes Vav, Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes, Chometz to Pesach, Afa Pish Hu Be'isurei Torah, even though Chometz to Pesach seems to be regularly Isurei Torah, Eino B'chlolos Eilu, it's not bound by these rules that I've been telling you about, Bittul B'shishim, etc. Why? L'fisha Eina Taroi Ves Asura Li'ayla, because Chometz is the type of an Isur that here today, gone tomorrow. Sha'arei La'achara Pesach, Tiyakolot Taroi Ves Muteris, Kamo Shavi'ana. After Pesach, the Chometz is going to be Mutter. Now, we're going to have to come back to that because that's not exactly true. The Chometz of Pesach is also. I'm going to have to figure out what the Rambam meant with that line. But take the Rambam on face value. That after Pesach, the Chometz is going to become Mutter. Therefore, it falls into the category of Allah that's called the Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And we have a cloud of all of these in the Rambam. It's Beitzim, it's the Norm. Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, it'll be Elf Lo Potil. Anytime something is Yesh Lo Matirin, has the ability to become mutter, it's never bottle. So therefore the Ram writes Lafikah, therefore Aisib Khalushu Baby Mina Bang Shalom. Therefore, Chometz is Asur even Bemashu, no matter what, Mina either based on Mino based on Eno Mino. And the reason being it falls into the category of Domination Matthew. Now obviously the other Rishonim didn't apply the principle of Domination Matthew, because they would have, and they wouldn't have had to be searching for other reasons. Rashi wouldn't have needed his pshat, and Tais wouldn't need his pshat, and Rebbe Tam would change the girsa. So we have a lot of work to do a little bit later on. We may not get to that part. Probably won't get to that part of the sugya today. Why all the other Rishonim veered away from the Rambam? Isn't the Rambam's chashman correct? What is it about Chometz that maybe doesn't make the Domination Matthew? But we're going to take the Rambam now's word for it. That the Rambam is looking at Chometz through the eyes of Domination Matthew. And now the Rambam mamash reads like a charm. So the Rambam says, when the Rambam read the Gemara, Hilchasa Chometz Bezmana, Beim Amina, Beim Shalom Amina, Asa B'mashu, because it's the Dov Sheish Matirin. So you don't need Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need Chomer de Chometz, you don't have to change the Gersa Gemara at a time, you can keep the text of the Gemara, you don't have to make up new things, you don't have to follow Das Yochit, but it's Gevaldi, everything's Mamashal Yisrael, because of Dov Sheish Matirin. So we have now four different Gurum in the Rishonim as to what is going on in this Sugya. Rashi's Pshat, Taisi's Pshat, Rabbi Tam's Gersa Pshat, and the Rambam. Rabbi Sai, we have our work cut out for us. Because any pshat in the Rishonim that we address, we have to explain two things. We have to explain why is it Asur Bemino, and why is it Asur Mishanim. Again, Rabbi Natan's pshat is not on the radar right now, because he doesn't have to address any Yisur, because everything's Mutter. But according to the three Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam, the Chometz of Pesach is in fact the Mashu, and it's true, Bein Bemino, Bein Bishen Abino, you have to explain why. So Rashi did his explanation, Tosfos did their explanation, and the Rambam presumably did his explanation. But now the Rambam starts to backpedal a little bit on his own explanation. Let's take a look at the Rambam, the same page in our prayer, Tes Vav Alokha Yudbeis, where the Rambam goes back to discuss the Kabbalah Dov Sheish Matirin in general terms. Says the Rambam, in Alokha Yudbeis, Yeroy Li, says the Rambam, it would appear to me She'afilu davar she'esh matir. Even the sugi of davar she'esh matir. If this arev b'she'eino mino, he's not talking about chometz. He's talking about other davar she'esh matir. Let's say, for example, chadash the gemara says davar she'esh matir. Other things, tevel is a davar she'esh matir. A lot of things that are davar she'esh matir. So comes the Rambam and says, it would appear to me, and again, the Rambam says, you're all leaving, it's not in the Gemara, at least not explicitly in the Gemara, the Rambam claims. So you're all leaving, she'afilu davar she'esh matir. If this arev b'she'eino mino, falona santav mutar. Says the Rambam, the chumra of davar she'esh matir doesn't apply to min b'she'eino mino. It's the Rambam's chiddush. And the Rambam brings you a raya. Lo yiyazeh she'esh matir, chom mitevel. Why should a davar she'esh matir, let's say chadash or beit shel, to be yontif, the classic davar she'esh matirins, why should they be any more chomer than tevel, the pradus that was at Meisered? Tevel is also davar she'esh matirin, because you can easily be masakhan, you can separate mises from it. Nevertheless, the Ram says, the halach is, that tevel asas b'mashehu, but it's only b'mina, not b'she'en amina. So therefore, davar she'esh matirin cannot be more chomer than classic tevel, which is fight the davar she'esh matirin. And by tevel, we differentiate between mino versus b'en amino. The same is true by any other davar she'esh matirin. So the Rambam just gave me the Balakash. What's, of course, the next kasha the Rambam's about to ask himself? You don't even have to look at the Rambam to see what the next kasha is going to be. But the Rambam just told you that this chumr of davar she'esh matirin is limited only to mino. And the other Rambam told you that chometz is also the mashu because it's davar she'esh matirin. So then you put two and two together. Chometz, shelo b'mino, should not be also the mashu. And that is against what? Against the Gemara. So the Rambam just put himself into a corner. The Rambam created two things. Nobody has the Rambam to tell either of those two things. Nobody compelled the Rambam to call Chometz davar she'esh matirin. Rashi didn't think it was, and Taz didn't think it was Rambam. Nobody else, no other Mishnah thought it was. The Rambam had this understanding, Chometz davar she'esh matirin. Then nobody else told the Rambam to say, oh, by the way, the Chumra of davar she'esh matirin is limited to min b'mino. The Rambam went on a limb on both of those statements and got himself into a pickle. Because if you put together those two Rambams, he is contradicted by this Gemara. So who is this kasha? The Rambam. The Rambam said, the Rambam is like feeding you into this kasha. So the Rambam asks on himself. This is almost like very, not stylistic with the Rambam. The Rambam very rarely writes like this. But here the Rambam writes, V'al titma, don't ask the following question, which means, this guy said, well, he's going to ask this kasha. The Rambam saying, don't ask this kasha. V'al titma al chometz v'pesach. Don't wonder about chometz v'pesach, because chometz v'pesach is davar she'esh matirin, and yet it's also even been m'she'en aminai. So the Rambam, sha'atayra osra kol machmetzes, lefika chachmira b'ay kemesh b'yarnu. That's what the Rambam just said. The Rambam just said that there's some kind of a chumrah, some kind of a pasuk in Chumash about kol machmetz lo sochem, which we don't know what that means yet. We'll have to figure out what that means at a later point. But there's some kind of a chumrah on the level of the araisa that chometz has over other isurim. We don't know yet the parameters of that chumrah, but we're trusting the Rambam right now that chometz is different from other isurim even with the araisa. Therefore, vis-a-vis this din of davar she'esh matirin, which is only midrabban, it's only chum midrabban, the whole concept of davar she'esh matirin. Vis-a-vis this chumrah the Rabbanon, Chazal instituted the chumrah in a more chumrah manner on Pesach than they did in other Yisroel.
It's like
very good. So Danny's right. Means what the Rambam is ultimately falling back on is also chumrah the chometz a little bit. But whereas Tosfos said chumrah the chometz is the engine behind the entire halach of mashu, the Rambam says no. The Rambam says the chumrah of chometz is the engine behind the chumrah of min b'she'en amino. I would say it's not closer to Tosfos. Would I say it's closer to conceptually? It's much closer to Rashi conceptually, because both Rashi and the Rambam agree that the real din is mino is also b'mashu. Rashi calls it Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam calls it davar she'esh matir. And then, by the way, they tacked on a chumrah of min b'she'en amino as a chumrah d'rabban. According to Tosfos, the whole hakol mikol kol is only a chumrah d'rabban mishum chumrah d'chometz. So this Rambam is really very, very startling. I mean, the Rambam almost got himself into trouble. One could imagine that if somebody didn't buy into this Yerali of the Rambam, it would be very convenient not to buy into this Yerali. Because if you really believe that davar she'esh matirin applies under all circumstances, even mino and mishen mino, then there's no need to come onto Chumrin the Chometz, according to the Rambam. So we can almost create a fifth phantom sheet in Mishnah. We haven't put a name in that sheet yet. We may never succeed in finding a name for that sheet. But we can create a fifth phantom sheet called, yes, we accept the Rambam, the Chometz is Davashesh Matirin, but no, we reject the Rambam Zero Ali. We think that Davashesh Matirin is also Beba Mina Bebesh Eno Mino, and therefore Chometz is no exception to the rule. There is no Manishtana Chometz, another Yisurim. It's mamish identical to all other davarim. It's the same as chadash, same as tal, same as everything else. And it's also, so we can accept the Rambam halfway, but not accept the Rambam zero li, and find this up in effect the fifth possibility, the fifth variation of the sugya. So what is it that's prompting the Rambam to say what he said? Why did the Rambam feel so not compelled to say that? We're not quite sure. We don't know yet. Not only do we not know why the Rambam said that, but we have serious reservations about the Rambam Zero Ali. We have very strong reason to believe that it's not even true. What would lead us to believe that it's not true? The Gemara was at his place. Huh? I think I sat there on the phone, should we got the message? So let's take, we have to backtrack a little bit, get a little bit of introduction to another sugya at the very end of Masechet Beitzah, and eventually use it to come back to appreciate the Rambam Zero Ali or the lack thereof. Let's not forget, it's only because of the Rambam Zero Ali that got him into a pickle that had to fall back on the Chumrin de Chometz. If you deny the Zero Ali, then you could learn the Gemara Glat, and simple, that it's just across the board, double shesh material, like any other double shesh material. So the sugya, somewhat of a complicated sugya on Daf Lamechas, on Beis, the Masechet Beitzah. It actually really begins earlier, but we're going to pick it up at that point. What the Gemara is talking about is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about the din of tchumen. Now, we're all familiar with the fact there is a loch of tchumen. A person can't walk out of his tchumen Shabbos or Yom, but tchumen doesn't only apply to a person; it applies to his property as well. So let's say, for example, in my Gemara. So wherever I start my Yom, my Shabbos, and my Gemara is considered to be throughout my Bialim, so it follows wherever I am. If somebody else wants to take my Gemara and take it out of my tchum, say yes, it's still within their tchum. They want to carry my Gemara out of their tchum, out of my tchum, that's a problem. That's a din of tchum on kalim as well. There's also tchum on ochlin. Let's say my food was kona shvisa. My food followed where I was, regular by limb. If somebody else wants to take my food out of my tchum, out of my tchum, that's an amas, even though they may have made it in their tchum, they come from another city, they have a different set of tchum, that's going to be a problem. So the Mishnah describes, the Mishnah earlier on in Beitza discusses the following Shaila. What if you have a situation, let's take a look for a second, where take a look at the bottom of Lamed, I didn't put the Gemara on the Chetz, I'll just read quickly that one line. The Mishnah, the end of Lamed Zayin and Aleph, so the Mishnah speaks about what's the din if a woman is making a pot of food, or she's making a dough, and then she borrows some ingredients from her friends on Yom Tov. So she borrows some salt, borrows some sugar, she makes it a chulent, she borrows some beans or something from her friend. And now, lo and behold, in this chulent or in this dough, there's a little bit of hard stuff, a little bit of rachel stuff, a little bit of leir stuff, and they don't necessarily have the same tchum. It could be that one came from one tchum ended in one place, one tchum ended in the other place. So the Mishnah says, Arei elu kirag l'shteyen. So now we have to be very, very careful. We can't take this pot of cholent anywhere unless it's meeting the criteria of both of the tchumen. We can't carry the cookies anymore unless it's within the boundaries of both of the tchumen, because it has flour from one and sugar from another, salt from one and oil from another. Hare the karad l'shtein. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, what do you mean karad l'shtein? Whatever little ingredients were put in should be batel. Aren't they batel? Why aren't they batel? That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara spent two blocks trying to figure out why they're not batel. And finally, the Gemara comes up with a couple of reasons that are actually stand at the bottom of Lamed Ches and the Beis. So I think I put that first page on. The bottom of Lamed Ches and the Beis, three lines to the bottom. Two lines to the bottom. Rava Omar, Rava says, the reason why the ingredients are not batel, Tavlam v'taymei avidei v'taymei lo batel. Because obviously when you're borrowing ingredients for the cake, the purpose is to enhance the taste of the cake. Anything that's put in for the purposes of the tavlin, the taima, for the spices, the flavorings, whatever is giving flavoring is never batel. What does bittel mean? Bittel always means we say something's batel b'shisha, you can't taste it anymore. So that means I'm cooking a pot of potato soup, a little drop of chaza falls in. But if I have flavoring that falls in, it's still nice and tam. So if it's nice and tam, it could be a million times. I mean, the mice, it's still nice and tam. So milsa da bitla time, something that's put in for the purpose of flavoring, is never going to be blocked. That's an important principle in your day, but again, that's not really our part of sin. The top of Lamtas of Nalf is the part that interests us for our purposes. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi says, you know why the sugar is not bottled? So Rav Ashi says that the reason is because the tchumin is a type of an issa that's yesh lo matirin. What is the yesh lo matirin of tchumin? So Rav Ashi gives you two parts of matirin. Number one is you go wait till tomorrow. L'mocha yolechena. You take it tomorrow if you want, if the other's over. Or yomuchlokan. Or it's yesh lo matirin even right now, today. Namely, I can eat it here, I don't have to take it. I don't have to walk with it 1,999 amos away. So therefore, Rav Ashi says that all the ingredients in the mixture, forget about the reason of the taima, even without the reason of the taima, the never bottle because davar sheyesh matir will be also bottle. That's how the sugya is. Rabbi said, what do you think about the sugya? What do you think about the sugya? Land the Rambam Zeroli. You're making a cake. Providing the flour, and you're giving me a cup of sugar. And Rav Ashi said, davar sheyesh matir. Rabbi said, what's the Rambam talking about? The verse says beferish. That's called Rambam's Matir. It should be off the bottle, even though it's Mishen Avinu. What do you mean the Rambam's Yerali? Rambam's Yerali is not correct. It's against the Gemara. So I'm not the first one to ask this kasha. Tosis asks this kasha. Not on the Rambam. They ask it themselves because Tosis also agreed to the Rambam. Tosis has other rights. Tosis claims that the Rambam is right. The davar sheyesh matir is taka only bottled by is taka only is only never bottled by min b'minim. In fact, Tosis kash in the top lamed tesa min al afim toima felt preciously of lo shayach davar sheyesh matir el b'min b'minim. So what's the Gemara talking about? Very, very big problem. So Tosis says yesh loimar the inachinami the lo minle el b'minim. Classic davar sheyesh matir is only said by min b'minim. Tchumen is mochomer. Tchumen is different. Now, what is it about tchumen that makes it mochomer? Came with the mamonahu. Because the Gemara spent the last two blot talking about the possibility that maybe in Hilchos tchumen nothing could ever be bottled. Because tchumen is a function of whose property it is. And maybe property rights don't become bottled based on the din of Yerodea. Yerodea is for Yerodea, not for Cheshi Mishpat. Again, that's a whole sugya, complicated sugya. So Taisa says that maybe, Rav Ashi says, well, the reason why the sugar and the salt are not bottled is because of Cheshi Matirim, he's referring back to what we've been talking about for the last two blot. It's a combination of that plus the bottle. That's the reason why it's not bottled. But in pure davar sheyesh matirin, in the chinami, the Rambam Zeroli is right. That's what Taisa says in the first tenets. The Eidish Lemus is Taisa. The Kevin de Isa ena niloisha ela ayde hamayim fakadeir niskin of shvila tavlin in kein kishe irib ze bazavik ilu min echod. Taisa says, we misunderstood what mimish en amino means. Mimish en amino means the two things that mamash not do with each other. I'm cooking a pot of potato soup and some chaza falls in. It doesn't belong here. I'm cooking carrot soup and some chodesh falls in here. That's mimishen amina. There's no shaychas between the two. Here, sugar's on the, it's in the recipe. Salt's in the recipe. Oil's in the recipe. That's supposed to be here. It's supposed to be here. So if he did, that's considered to be like, it's davarechad, like minecha dami, and it takes out all the chubas of davar sheyesh. So again, we see that the Balei HaTosfos are really, really stuck. They're really, really at the corner. Because on the one hand, they think the Rambam's right. They had raya's earlier that the Rambam's right. That davar sheyesh matirin is limited to min b'mino. That this Gemara is staring them in the face. So they do the hands up and says, oh, this Gemara is different. Why is it different? Because tchumen is different. Why is it different? Because this is a recipe. Now, I'll give you 15 different reasons why it's different. But the Rambam's Yerali stands according to Shittas HaTosfos. Other Rishonim could say, no, the Rambam's Yerali does not stand. It's against this Gemara. The simple meaning of this Gemara is such that min b'mino, that the Chumra of davar sheyesh matirin applies equally by Mimimino as well as Mimishenomino. So if we have this fifth phantom sheet on the board, then Agamar and Masachas Pesach can be read through that one. So that's Chazal just for a second what we have here. Put things back to perspective. So we all started with a Gemara. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Chamus, the Betzel, Asa, the Mashu, Mimimir, Mimishenomino. So we had
four approaches in the Rishonim what to do with that Gemara. Rashi said the Ramino is also because of Rabbi Yehuda, Mimshe and Ramino is a Gezer, the Rabbanim, Chubur the Chometz. Taisha said the whole thing is Chubur the Chometz. Rabbi Natan said the whole Gersa doesn't exist. The Rabbim says Din Ramino is the Ikra Din of Dovash Eshel Matirin, and we really should have said Mimshe and Ramino was Mutar, but Chubur the Chometz kicks in at that point. That, which the Rambam was assuming that there's another portion of the Yira Ali, highly questionable in line this Gemara Beitza, but again, the Rishonim are trying to deflect this Gemara as best as we can.
Can we say that's what Rav and Rav Ashi were arguing about?
That may goof or be the Nakus Machalik, it's right. The problem is that Rav Ashi is probably getting the last word in. He wrote the Gemara. He's in the
but we pass him like Rav, though.
Well, we're passing
him.
Usually, Abaye and Rav, we pass like Rav.
I mean, in this case, that something that gives taste is.
If we pass him like. Well, we, it could be we pass like both. In Shulchan Aruch, we accept both of these answers. So by saying, we've been doing a lot of old research trying to collect shittas now for the first year forever. We haven't really given too much lomdus to anything. We haven't really addressed, in a sense, the lomdus question, what do you think the did should be? If I were to ask you, now you saw the Ramzi Roli, you saw the Gemara Beitza, you saw Taisa's problems, you saw Taisa's Terutzim. If I were to ask you, what do you think the did should be? Should Dabash Eshem be limited to Min Bamino? Should it apply to Mushein Amino? Any ideas? Let me just guess us.
And we're defining Min Bamino, Mishamino, Sukhtakaitam?
Well, that's another very important question. That's a big one like this in the Gemara, in the Rishonim. What exactly is the definition? That's a good question. I'm not sure it's going to impact on this. It's a big Machlokes that Ramon Deshach and the beginning of the Taroves, but I'm not sure it's going to impact on this. But I want to know, if I would just ask you this question, just logically, should this din of Dov Shesh Matir apply to Mishamino or not? What would be your response? I'm not expecting a yes or no. In fact, it's the longest response. You can't even begin to answer that question until we do what? We don't understand. We don't have the ABCs here. We have no idea what. What don't we know? We don't know the why of something very important. Why is the Vishesh material? Why is it the Vishesh material feel be also about it? Why is that? How can we begin to discuss the parameters? Should it apply here? Should it not apply there? We have no idea why it's true ever. So we have to take a step back and really, in a sense, hopefully analyze the sugya of Dovash Eshem Atirin and what it's all about. Once we understand why Dovash Eshem Atirin even exists in the first place, why it's on our radar screen in the first place, then we can discuss, is it appropriate to apply it only to Mim Amino, or should we extend it to Mim Shein Amino? So we don't have the ABCs yet. So what's the answer, by saying? What's the answer? What do you think? It's logical. It's pure simple logic. So why Dovash Eshem Atirin for Mim Amino? We give you a clear, forget Chametz, Chodesh. A little bit of Chodesh falls in, that was Shesh Matir of Philadelphia. What?
So Rasha, I think it's in Beitza that says that, why do it, Isak, you can do it by Hekka.
Oh, that's right. It's the famous Rashi. I see. I'm cheating because I have a whole Gemara Beitza open to me, so I'll read you the Rashi. So Rashi has a line. Rashi says, you'll find it. There's the end of the out somewhere. Nice. Rashi said exactly what Dr. Fisher said. Rashi said, "Ache tochlenu v'iser tochlenu beheder." He said, "What do you have to rely on people for? You're impatience. You wait till tomorrow. Like the Beit Shlomo to be yontif." So Beit Shalom Yom is Asr, and if one Beit falls into a million Beit of all the Beit are Asr, what? You can't wait for 2 hours till Yom is over. That's what Rashi says. That's the conventional reason why Dovash Eshem Atirin is Asr.
What's the Isr?
Of course, the Isr is one of those words, Minash Chavana be Isr to Chalabi Hatar. But I'm talking around the Hathas. But I'm talking about, isn't Bidla Dibna Torah? What's the Isr? Is Rashi saying something radical? Is Rashi saying that Bidl Yisurin is almost like a Shvacha B'diyevet? It's like the Torah says, it's a Nebuch. Yechaza fell into your pot of soup. What you should really do is throw the whole thing out. That's the real thing, to throw the whole thing out. Nebuch B'diyevet, Shesachach, the Torah chasa manush Yisrael. The Torah says, okay, Nunu, we'll let you eat it. Quote, unquote, B'issus. I don't mean literally this, but like B'dochach, we'll let you eat it. Is that what Bidl Yisurim is? If that's the case, then what Dovash Eshem Atirin is, if comes to, if Chaza falls into my potato soup, if you're going to tell me, nope, sorry, you have to throw it out. You can't rely on bittul. So not relying on bittul is going to mean throwing it out. So b'chiyah gabbin, the halacha doesn't require of you. But if all you have to do is hang in there for a few hours, so then you talk, all right, I can't use a real issim. Achinachlenu b'docha, achinachlenu b'shasachak, achinachlenu b'glak, achinachlenu b'mahadrim b'mahadrim. Is that what Rashi is driving at? That would be a very, very startling statement, because that would be a very, very interesting twist on bittul. What do you think about the following person? A guy comes to the rabbi and says, Rabbi, a little bit of chaza fell into my pot of potato soup. The rabbi says, well, let's figure it out. Was it shishim? And the rabbi comes to the solution, shishim. So he paskets mutter. So now the fellow says, you know, Rabbi, I want to go with finishers I did. I don't want to rely on that. I'm going to throw the soup out. What do you think about that guy? So according to what I just described in answering Corey's question, sounds like the guy's a big tzaddik. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Samach run right. And he's a what? Epicurus. No, he's not Epicurus. He's a kosher b'torah. Why? You're more machmir than your Moshe. The same Torah that gave us the Sechazir is the same Torah that gave us the name of Bittul Barav, Bittul Bashishim, etc. So you're going to pick only the chumras you take, the coolest you don't take. That's clear. Like a Moshe. Sometimes you hear a guy says, I don't believe in Erevin. I don't believe in Erevin. It's like saying, I don't believe in Bamitzir. I don't believe in Psachim. I don't believe in Erevin. Erevin is a Sefer Shas. I don't believe in Erevin. Your mom's your kosher. You don't believe in Erevin. You want to tell me that you want to be Machmir, not to rely on certain kules and all that. I can You don't believe in Erevin. It's ridiculous. So some Achmerim, right? A guy says that I'm not going to follow this kule, but the Rebbeinu gave you the kule. The Rebbeinu said it's okay. So Rashi probably doesn't mean what we said in it. He probably doesn't mean it's in the Chassidus. And therefore, Chazal instituted of Shesh Matir and Lebotah. So the Bali Yeshulchan writes that he thinks Rashi means this. Not that it's really Yashat Tuchlenu, but yes, sir, really, truly, halakhically. Yashat Tuchlenu, yes, sir, is almost like colloquially, namely, the Losher B'nai Yodah. People view, the average person views a little bit of Chazer fell into my pot of soup. Oh, the rabbi gave me a kula. The rabbi's letting me do something that she's really trying, but the rabbi said it's okay. So Chazal really should have done away with all bitterly sur. Bitterly sur is too dangerous. Mada Chazal said, don't write with your left hand, you may write with your right hand. Don't carry the kamus, you may carry shes around. Don't leave your food in the fire, make up the stove, the coals. So Chazal should have said, don't rely on bitterly sur, because if you rely on bitterly sur, people are going to be mazals on the sur, they're going to violate real sur. And what? Chazal have to walk a tightrope. They have to measure and have to say, you know what? It's not right, it's not fair to people. Because if we're not going to lump it really soon, people are going to be throwing out food right and left. So therefore, Chazal came up with a pshar. They said, you know, Minat Torah, you really allow to lump it really soon. There's nothing wrong with it. It's Corey's 1,000% right. It's not Ashtoch Lenabias, it's not really Yisr. But Lefi, Losh, and B'nai Yodim, it's Ashtoch Lenabias. Therefore, Chazal were concerned that we should really do away with all the bitterly surin. We don't want it because it's a chaslam amenashe Yisrael. So what we'll do is as follows. If you'll be able to eat the food anyway in a few hours from now, so we strongly request of you, or we command of you, Rabbanan, don't rely on bittul. Bittul is just not a good thing. Achitokhla, don't eat a pia, sir. It's just not really Yisr. It's really mutaba. Achitokhla, lefid varecha, achitokhla, nabi Yisr, don't do it. It's something that's never going to be mutter anyway. So what are they going to tell you? Don't rely on bittul. It's tantamount to saying throw it into the garbage. So that's what Bar Yeshuchin said, taich a little bit in Rashi. So either Pshat and Rashi is a little bit, you know, it's a little difficult, hard for us to understand. But again, Rashi says that.
So why should there be a difference between Mino and
Mino? Oh, you tell me. The answer is, there should be absolutely no difference. It doesn't make any drop of sense. Right? If the reason is based on Rashi, that's the letter of Yisra, whatever that means, whether our version of Yeshuchin, you name it, there should be no difference whatsoever. That's why I'm not so sure that Rashi believed there was a difference. I'm not so sure that Rashi didn't think that the Gemara and Beit Taka disproved the Rambam's Yerali and Taisa Shita. I'm not so sure that Rashi didn't hold exactly what you just said, that the Taka is no difference. So any Rishon is telling you a difference between Mabinim and Shemim, the Rambam's Yerali, the Taisa and Beit Tav Lamechaz, has to explain away some other version of what's going on. There's got to be something else behind Tav Shesh Lamechaz. And the question is, what is that something else? An alternate beer that's going to explain away the nuance of the chalak between Mimim and Mishim. So we have the Gemara Maseches Nedarim. Ran in Masechet Nedarim, Ran in the Nedarim goes alongside the Gemara. Obviously, for me to judge Rishonim at the Ran in Masechet Nedarim are beyond belief in terms of the like right out of like Shechol is out of any Lifesh Yeshiva. The Mamash with like, Hanochis, with Yisegdis, with Tukinim. The Mamash could have been written in Balashim. They're like, it's Mamash like a Rishon talking the language that we're used to in terms of our sometimes you have to like take Al Rishonim and put them into the Rishonim, and sometimes the Ran Mamash says it. The Ran Mamash talk that language. So the Ran, in Masechet Nedarim, and Daf and Beis, and Aleph. We've quoted we've the past. I'm not sure we read the whole round together. We'll try to get at least the main parts of the round. The other part of the round is the very long. The rounds in the dark are very, very long. Let's take a look. It's just about halfway down the page. The first one lines are Sheyesh L'Matir. Big surprise. Okay, so it's towards the first words of the Lashiyesh Matirin. It's towards the end of the line, Mishum Dekom Avayali. Kevan de l'Rabbana, Bekulu Yisure, Min B'mino Batil, Kemo B'she'ena Mino. All areas of Halacha. There's Bittol, we don't follow Rabbi Yudu, we follow the Rabbana. So there's Bittol by Ben B'mino, there's Bittol by B'she'ena Mino. Ma'rahu Chachamim L'chalek, B'dav B'she'esh Matirin. Why did the Chachamim differentiate when it comes to B'dav B'she'esh Matirin? Ben Mino, the Shayna Mino. Umezitam, what's the reason? The Ran is asking, who's Kasha? Ben is Kasha, Muhammad the Ran's Kasha. What's the difference? The Kach and the Reli, the time of Shodova. Says, this is the reason. Here's the Yisrael. The Chazina, the Rabbanon, the Rabbi Huda, the Iflagu, the Min Bemino, Ibatal Imam. All goes back to the original Machlaikis on the level of the Araisa. Now again, Dov Shesh Matir is only the Rabbanon. But it goes back to the original Machlokes between the Rabbanan that we spoke a lot about a few weeks ago, about is Min B'mino Botel or is Min B'mino not Botel? The Aminu B'Brecha Kemet Rab and the Gemara Menacha says the Shnei B'Brecha Darshan, that they're both Darshan based on the same Pasuk. The Chziv, V'lakach Midam Apar Midam Asoyer. Sh'ava B'Shad Dama Shabam Meruba Kar Lidam Asoyer. Amalo Botel. So the premise of the Pasuk is that the Dama Asoyer is not Botel. The Torah calls the Dama Asoyer. Now it's saying the fact that it's physically batil. Logically, it is not batil. Why is that? Because some Rabbi Yehuda, the Haimu Taima, Mishum de Min B'mino lo batil. Why? What's the rationale of Rabbi Yehuda? We spoke a little bit about before Yom Tov. This is the punchline, the beginning of the punchline. The fee. Shekol dover shu doima lechaveirai, eino machlisho umevatloi. If two things are too close to being identical, they're very close in characteristics to one another, one cannot weaken the other, and one cannot be mevatel the other. And remember the word that we used? The clash, the conflict, remember the Hebrew word we used? The hitnagdut, I told us about the hitnagdut, remember about the Tamarman, hitnagdut. Says the Ran, if you have two things that are kimat identical to one another, there's no clash, there's no machlish, there's no mevatel. What happens? Elamamidu machaskoi, Ishas Reel Yazer. They're the same. We're going arm in arm for care. They're supporting, they're strengthening one another. Bittul is presupposing that one is mevatel, is machlish the other. When they're too close, they're strengthening one another. Umishavachim. Svirulei the Rabbi Yehuda. Bekulu isurei demin b'mino labatel. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda concluded that's what the Torah is saying. Licked in that pasuk when you. Say that pasuk by laying on Yom Kippur, we get there like, ah, midama, par, midama, so here. So what that means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why the Dama Sar is not batil is because it's too close for comfort to the Dama Par, namely it's Min B'mino. And Rabbi Yehuda extrapolated from that model to trade for chicken soup and to kosher chicken soup. It's the same thing. Das is Min B'mino, das is Min B'mino. And each one is mechazik each other rather than machlash of a machla. Rabbanan l'mash m'luhochi. Rabbanan didn't think that. You know why? The Rabbanan thought that that approach of Rabbi Yehuda Dama Par Dama Sar is not correct. Why? To become up from Min B'mino the Issa Beheter Ein Domen Lazelazet. The Rabbanan logically disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda views chicken soup, trade for chicken, Trey for Goshen to as Mimbim. You know it's being identical? Rabban said they're not identical. You know what they're not identical? Rabbi Yehuda looked at the world through the physical glasses. How are the Rabban looking at the world? Spiritual glasses. Halach glasses. Tos is Trey for chicken soup. Tos is kosher chicken soup. They're so different from one another. Kim dechad osir, dechad shari, she'en roi le'lecha achad dimyon ram be'etzem, ala acha chilukan be'esabahetar. That's not one, like right out of a brisket. You don't follow the chiluk, the dimyon be'etzem, namely the physical characteristics, the atzmius characteristics. Rather, you follow the chilukim, the distinctions of be'esabahetar. So what the Ran is saying is, Amar Shalom the Shavar. Everybody agrees that Bittul is presupposing there was a clash. That was never shot. That was the ABCs of Bittul. The Machloek is reviewed in the Rabbanan is, what constitutes a clash and what doesn't qualify as a clash. Rabbi Yehuda said, physical characteristics will determine whether you have a clash or not. And therefore, Mimimimimimim is in a Bittul. And the Rabbanan said, no, halakha characteristics will define whether there's a clash. Alahayna Taima, so Taka, why did the Rabbanan concede that the Damasar is not Bavil? The Damapar and the Mavatal Damasar, Meshur, the Kate, Meshem, Olin, Klom, Shakshel, and Zrika, Amavatal, and Zazah. The Rabbanan said, that's a Kotch of the Kedin. That's nothing to do with your day. The Kate, the Chihechi, the Rabbi Huda, Ozal Achadimion Etzem, Ozal Rabbanan Achadimion Aheter, Ulafikach, Kol Shechalukin, the Issa Heter, Afilim Mimino Bavil. Why? Because every min b'mino, according to the Rabbanon, is to have a like kibbi b'sheino minai. So far what the Ran just said was via his famous biur, as to the machloek is revealed in the Rabbanon of the Raisa. But he has yet to get to the point of the Rosh Hashanah Matirin. Now he crosses the Matirin. U'mishu hachi amrina, therefore we say, the b'davar sheyesh lo matirin, natu Rabbanon mishum chumra with the Rabbi Yehuda. On the level of the Rabbanon, the Chachamim say, you know, we have to reevaluate this Taraitis. We who looked at the world through halachic glasses and emphasized the spiritual distinction, one is Nabra Asr, one is Nabra Mutar, and it was that spiritual distinction that enabled Bittul to kick in. Wait a second, says the Kaven She'ein Dava Zeh Cholot Menehet Lagamre. That distinction that we thought was so crystal clear. Chaza soup, let's say, tray for chicken soup, and kosher chicken soup, we thought they were so different. You're right, they are so different. You know when they're different? When you have a dover also that's going to remain what? Also the other one. But the minute you enter into something, the realm of something which is also to become mutter, guess what? When you have a dover also that's about to become mutter, it's not as also anymore. Now, this is totally counterintuitive. If it's not as also anymore, you would think, oh, it's easy to be mevatlet. No, according to the mindset of the Ran, the more mutter it gets, what happens? The more problematic it comes to be mevatlet. Because the more mutter it becomes, the closer it becomes to the davar mutter mamish, which minimizes the clash. When you minimize the clash, then you're out of the parasha of Bittul. Then it becomes, we'll see what it says. Oh. So it comes around and continues. So he says, let's put that again in that line. Mishmachim mina davar shesh matir, not the Rabbanim, first of all, the Rabbanim is Rabbanim. Mishum chumra. Again, this is not a midrabanan, but the chachamim buy into the Rabbi Yehuda. The kevan she'ein davazeh cholak ben heter lagamrei the isav heter. The distinction of isav heter is not as clear as blatant anymore. Sherei afu sofa lios nitikamayu, because since the davar asur is going to become mutter like the davar mutter is, aminan she'ena batel b'mino. The yachi have a domi tuva, because it's too close. Chada she'en shavu b'min. Because first of all, they are physically the same. So therefore, kolzman that it's min b'mino, we are stuck because there's no clash. But the minute that it becomes min b'she'eino mino, what do the chacham say? I'm saying we have our clash. What makes up our clash? The physical. It means when the Rabbanan deny the physical world, the Chachamim didn't say the physical world doesn't exist. They just said the halachic world is also important. So Rabbi Yehuda said only physical characteristics could create clash. The Rabbanan said wrong. either spiritual characteristics can create a clash. Therefore, min b'mino of real isra and real heter is batel, because it's a clash of spiritual characteristics. One's also is batel. And in davar sheyesh matirin, when the spiritual clash is deficient, because the davar also is not so also anymore, we can always fall back on the physical characteristic, and therefore min b'she'en b'mino will be okay. So it comes out that the only time it makes any sense to ask the davar sheyesh matirin is only by min b'mino. Because it's only by min b'mino when we were searching and hoping and pinning our hopes on a halachic clash, because that's all we had. We didn't have any other clash to speak of. Physical clash failed us, so the only clash that we have available is spiritual, but that spiritual doesn't work because it's davar sheyesh matir. Hashem gave by min b'she'en b'mino, we have the spirit, the physical clash to fall back on, therefore it's going to be both. This is like, so he's sticking to his guns. Clash is the name of the game. Machlokes are in the rabbanon above their eyes. That's the psukh. The psukh are not just games, they're sakasos. It makes a lot of sense. It's the machlokes, a fundamental yesodistic of the machlokes. How do you view the world? Literally, the world of tarayvus. Do you view it through the world of halacha, through the world of mitzvahs? Even the rabbanon who viewed it through the world of halacha can see that on a level of the rabbanon, sometimes the world of halacha becomes blurred. And the minute that the isav heter distinction, which was the distinction, that's the engine behind the whole sugya of tarayvus, once that becomes so blurred that it's not clear anymore, then we have to forego that, and the only thing we could possibly fall back on is physical. Physical distinction, wonderful, that's great. Physical clash is wonderful. If it's mimshei, I mean, so it comes out, what the Rambam wrote as a Yerali without explaining, what Tosfos and Beitza was convinced and was willing to turn the Gemara and Beitza upside down to maintain their distinction, the Rambam just explained this, what it's based on.
Is the Ron saying that this is even on a derisa level?
No, see, the whole notion of doing is pashas on a midra level. Pashas on a midra level. That's what he said, that Mishum Chum another one. The Chachamim couldn't envision really truly invoking Bittel because of these concerns. That doesn't look like Zedek Lesh. Hope that Hashem, we have to continue next week in the middle of this round, just to give you a gamsha, no pun intended, a taste, there's a little bit of a time where this round is coming from. Now, the round looked at Davar Sheyesh Matirin first through the eyes of Deraisa, he gave you a Zal Bam the Shabir and the Chayesh Shabir and the Chachamim, and then he took that, called the Tikkun Rabbanik and Deraisa Tikkun, and plugged that in to explain what is going on in the distinctions between, with no arbitrary chilukim between Mimino and Mimshin Amino. He's answering the Enis Kashim. We have a lot more work to do, but I put the piece of this puzzle. Thank you.